Good day. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Moraz. Today we're being joined by Moorhead Mayor Jim Tom Trent. As always, Mayor Trent, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be here, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the most recent city council meeting. And from what I understand, that there was a tax hike, and this is actually the second reading. It's been officially approved, and this involves real and personal property. If you would maybe talk about that.
Well, this last year, there was the council came before them again. It's an annual thing they can do. And they decided to go with a compensating rate last year. This year, going on listening to input from our department heads, police chief, fire chief, department recreation director, and of course public works, listening to what some of the needs are that are coming up, that unexpected needs, like we talked about last time. I think we gave the example of the North Wilson project, where we're going to have to go in and fix that retaining wall up there. They all spoke up and said that they see continuous facility upgrades. They're constantly having to put some money in that's not budgeted for to maintain those. So that's the main reason that once we heard from them, and they spoke at the last council meeting, the one previous, they talked to council. I let them talk, and council was convinced that something we need to do. If all the money is collected from that, and as you know, that never happens, but if it's 100% collection, it's somewhere between $54,000 and $56,000, I think, which is not a whole lot if you look at the big picture, but it's money that can help keep facilities upgraded. We have things go down all the time. You'll have a heating and air unit will go down, for example, at one of our facilities that we don't have in there to budget for. So it's put in there as an additional contingency, primarily for facilities.
At the same time, this will provide you, this tax increase, it's 4%, will provide you, I guess, some bonding capacity that you need for future projects.
It will, and it will help us that we've looked at some of the larger projects you and I have talked about in the past, such as the proposed new fire station and proposed new police station, as well as some recreational facilities that we're looking at down the road, primarily the water park that's what we're going to continue to look at. Also, you have the Sunningbrook project, which is going to be a community-wide partnership if it continues to go, and it is. It's continuing on and progressing. And also, hopefully, eventually, sooner than later, but you know how that is, an indoor recreation facility. And I see this as just a way that we're continuing. Nothing is getting cheaper. I think we can all agree to that. Moorhead State's having this huge addition and with the dorms, and they're going to be going in and having a huge project working with ADUC, and they're seeing the prices. I mean, when you talk about prevailing wages and all the things that you have to do when you're these type of entities like we are in the university and the county, things aren't getting any cheaper. So you have to be able to increase as you can without being too much of a personal harm to the taxpayer as far as a large increase in their taxes. And we feel like that it's something that is traditionally it's gone about every other year from what we could see the last 4 or 5 years. 1 year it's compensating, the next year it's this. So we think it's something that can help us in the long run.
From what I understand, it adds up to about 26.6 cents for every $100 of assessed valuation.
And yes, and last year I think it was 25.5 or something like that is roughly what it was. So it's not that huge of a increase, but it does give us, again, some contingency money to work towards and, like you say, build for future bonding.
When you talk about this combined police and fire station, and you and I have discussed this a number of times, have you got at least some preliminary plans in your own mind for when you'd like to see this project start, and how would you go about it?
Well, we've looked at different scenarios, and we continue to look at different scenarios. One of the big issues is trying to find the appropriate piece of property, and we've looked at several around our city and keeping it in the city limits, obviously, for city services. But we've looked at the scenario of it being a combo as far as a building that would house both police and fire in order to try to get the most bang for your buck, as it were. But we've also looked at if we have to split it up, you know, what we can we do to have two separate buildings. And we're looking at everything we can do to make sure that it's not going to be a 10-year building, it's going to be a 50-year building for both of them, because we need it to be, you know, we need it to be there long after we're gone, we need it to be something that will last and built well. As far as when we would like to start it, we would like to start it within the next year or two, if we could. And something that when I first came in January, we had a group come in and look at our debt service, what we were paying, what we owe, and all of the obligations we have. And we see that somewhere in the neighborhood of the next 2 or 3 years, a lot of our debt service is going to come off, that we're going to be paying some things off. So that's kind of the range we're looking at to do some of these major projects. But if we can find a good piece of land and be able to find for a good price and work towards that, also looking at grants and all other opportunities out there that are there. But as we know, grants are fewer and far between now than they used to be. But there's always the potential for homeland security and those type of things. So we're just looking at all scenarios. You know, in a perfect world, we could start in the spring and have it done in about a year. But I don't see that happening right now. So we're just trying to take it as we can. Hopefully, we won't be able to go too much further, because they're both in need of that. And it's something that, I mean, in a perfect world, you'd love to have a indoor water park, or an indoor recreation center, a water park, all that at one time. But we know that's just not fiscally feasible. So it's something that we're in constant contact with other agencies and other counties and cities, because there's some of these going up in our area, and we're just trying to find out what they did to make it more efficient, cost cutting. Just know that the people out there that we talk about this weekly, it's something that we really want to happen as soon as we can do it, to where it doesn't hinder what we're already doing.
Does it have to be placed, this building, in the city's downtown, or could it possibly be on the edge of town? Or how would
we would like for it to be in city limits, somewhere in city limits, closer to downtown as possible. But sometimes you have to go where the land is. And although our fire department, we do service a majority of the county, along with our volunteer fire departments out in the county, still we have a large grouping here, of course, of our downtown residents, but also the university and also the hospital. Two major areas that we have to be as close as we can, because we're the only Morehead State University, from what I understand, is the only state university that is protected by a fully volunteer fire department. All the rest of them have paid fire departments. So in order for us to be able to get people in here in a timely manner, you have certain time constraints when you have all volunteers, because they come from all over the county. So we like to have it as centrally located as we can, so when you get there, it'll be a short distance to most of our downtown.
On another front, we've talked about the plans to build the new recreation park. Any development since we spoke last?
Well, we were able to, with the cooperation of the and partnership with the county, we were able to put our recreation board together. They had their first meeting last Friday, when we met with a group called CMW, which is an architectural group that is working on some plans right now for the Sunnybrook project, and giving us some proposals and looking at trying to refine what we want as a community. And they will be meeting again, I think, this week. So as it takes time to get these boards put together, they're finally being able to meet now, which I think we'll see more action on that. But we're constantly working with MSU, because they are the ones who own the property. We're also working with the county, as I said, and the school system, and, of course, the city with the recreation department. So as far as movement on that, we're to the point now where we're trying to refine some of what we want to take and show the public, and that'll be coming up hopefully soon. We don't really have a date on that. We want to be able to have some public presentation forum type situation, so they can see what we're planning, and maybe and get their feedback on, do they like this, do they don't like this. So that's kind of where we are. The council, or the commission, recreation commission's kind of getting together. They're establishing what they want to do as far as the way they want to handle that. And we will probably meet again in the next month or two on Sunnybrook, but so far it's moving along, and I think that it's probably a little bit further than it's been in the past, and we're just trying to look at all angles and try to make sure we cover all bases, because there's There'll be the highway department will be involved. You've got the Moorhead Utility Plant Board to be involved because there's not sewer out there. So there's a lot of different elements to this project that we're just trying to line them up. And the main thing is keep it going forward. Even if it's slow, keep it going forward.
On another issue in regards to the city's downtown, I had a chance to talk with Tony Pence, the Moorhead Main Street manager here recently, and he mentioned something I thought was interesting. And this is an idea that's been talked about a number of times for a number of years, putting in a downtown hotel, a boutique-style hotel in the city's downtown. He said, as we speak, he said there are some at least preliminary negotiations going on in regards to that. And I wanted to get your thoughts about it.
Well, I think it's something that, we've talked about that since January, some things we would like to see downtown to help revitalize and keep the current businesses down there going strong. And one of the things that would really help, and we've talked about this in the community ever since the conference center was built, if we could get a downtown hotel, it doesn't have to be a huge hotel, but something downtown close enough to the conference center to where that will help boost and bolster what they're doing, but also help with events at Moorhead State University, and also help with recruiting at St. Clair. All the other types of events that we do now, we think we can even make them better, because what we're hoping to do is, and we've not seen any preliminary plans or anything, we're just talking right now and conceptual and looking at pieces of property, but one of the things we would like to see is maybe a private-public partnership on some of this, where you have some commercial maybe some commercial businesses underneath on maybe a first floor with the hotel on the second floor up, which does two things. It helps that stay it's be vital to downtown to draw more people for that purpose, but it also helps that developer become more viable because you've got the commercial kind of as a base and you've got the hotel, and we think that would draw more people downtown. And we're very happy and we're very fortunate and blessed to have the business we have downtown. We want to keep them going. We want to help them grow. And this, we think, will just be an addition to that and continue Moorhead as being a destination, because we want people to come. We have we have hotels now that most of them are located out on the I-64 corridor, and we have some fine hotels. But we feel like having one downtown will really help with what we're trying to do with the conference center and just kind of build out from there.
To your knowledge, are these talks, at least on a preliminary basis, as we mentioned, pretty serious?
Well, I think right now, from what I understand, and I've been in some of these, I haven't been in all of them, but we've got people who are potential developers that are looking at areas downtown to see. Of course, a lot of it has to do with land cost and what they think that if they can get return on their investment. And they're looking at different places and scenarios, whether they want to have this many rooms or whether they think it'll fit this many rooms. I think right now people are out doing research on the area, and as far as what they feel will be best for their investment. That's pretty much what I know, but I think it's more than one, and that's good, because anytime you can have different people looking at you, then you know that you're becoming an attractive area for them, and that's what we want for developers. People say, why would they come? Well, if you look at all the events that we have here now, and I think there many events you'll hear that our hotels were full, so I think there's enough business for that. They just have to see exactly how it will play in to the main thing for them is return on investment. They got to see if it's going to be viable and if it's going to grow. And we think that there are a lot of events that's already going on that will show that, and then also we can bring more events if they were here tied to the or close to the university and to the conference center.
Again, our guest today on Front Page is Moorhead Mayor Jim Tom Trent. We'll go ahead and pause for a moment on the show, come back with more right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Moorhead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Moorhead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to today's Front Page. I'm Chuck Moraz. We're joined by Moorhead Mayor Jim Tom Trent as we're talking about local city business a moment ago. We were talking about plans perhaps to build a brand new downtown hotel. It would be a boutique style hotel. And the one thing that strikes me when I think about this potential project, Mayor Trent, is the fact that this could do nothing but help the conference center.
Oh, definitely. And it's something that's been needed. I think that when we had the conference center first brought in, the conceptual, and it's been here about 10 years now. It's slowly grown, and now, you know, it's becoming more and more and more. We got return customers who come for conferences and events, and they're constantly growing that. Joy with tourism, Joy Brown's working very hard, and Jamie Breeze, who is the conference center manager, you know, they work tirelessly to get groups to come in here. And one of the things we've always heard feedback was that if they had a hotel close, you know, that they could add so much more and bang bigger conferences, and it will do nothing but help that. And if you help that, you're bringing people downtown. You're going to help the existing businesses here. You're going to help them continue to do well. And again, people will see that, and we think that outside more businesses will want to relocate here to see that Morehead, hey, their downtown is doing great business, and it will show them that it's a place to come and set up. And that's our goal. We think it all kind of domino effects. Once you have a viable downtown, people want to come be a part of that. And we do have a viable downtown, but the stronger you can make it, the more people want to be part of it.
You know, there's been a lot of local debate recently about a planned project by Morehead State University to expand its Adrian Dorn University Center. It's a $49 million project. And as part of that, I know the university would like to acquire some property off the back end of that facility. And that would entail then tearing down what used to be the old Rowan County Jail, along with what now is the Rowan County Veterans Association Museum. And they would build a new museum for the Vets Association. But a lot of people are upset because these are buildings that are made out of stone. They were built during the WPA era, the 1930s, and they feel like the town could lose a sense of history. And I know that this is Rowan County property, not City of Morehead property, but at the same time, this is in your downtown. Just kind of, what are your thoughts there?
Well, I tell you, I can see both sides of the situation. I can see that it's perfectly situated for Morehead State to do what they want to do out to the back of ADUC, and they see that it's something that could definitely add to their expansion. I also see the historical preservation side from the residents who want to see those type of buildings, especially on that courthouse square. That square itself has been designated, obviously, a historical site, and there's always some question back and forth about whether or not that includes everything on that. We know definitely that the Art Center, the former courthouse, it is part of the National Historical Registry. So I can see, and this is an issue that I get talked about, people talk to me about probably daily since there was a proposal brought up at a fiscal court meeting last month. And, you know, there's the idea of being able to upgrade what the veterans have is always attractive. I think the president and the university are making a presentation, I believe, to the veterans. And so that I think that's a group that really needs to be heard from, and because it will affect them more directly than anyone else. I know the jail, in talking to some people who are members of the Arts Guild, they have always wanted to be able to maybe go in and utilize the old jail and have what they call dirty arts, which is pottery and welding and maybe some woodworking and those type of things that you wouldn't necessarily want in the old arts building, the old courthouse now. So I know they've talked about that, and they've wanted to do that for years, and again, it comes down to funding. About trying to raise money for that. So it's not an easy subject. It's not an easy decision. And I believe hearing from the veterans, again, we've got one of the most top-notch veterans museum for the facility around. And I've talked to several veterans who come for Memorial Day. We had the fella who was, if you remember back in the spring, he was running from across the country to raise awareness for the SEALs, for the wounded warrior and the SEALs. And he says he's been everywhere, and he said there's not one that he's seen that is as well equipped and has all the history in there. So the veterans are ones that they take great pride in that building. They work very hard on a very limited budget. Most of their money they raise are from donations. So the meeting with them and the university should tell a lot about where they want to go, and that's something that, as a resident, I would look at. I would say, well, what do the veterans want? You know, what, they're the ones. This is theirs. So hopefully that meeting will they can come out of that with something that'll work for all parties. And if that's the case, we'll move forward.
You know, I'm kind of like you on this thing. I understand both sides of this issue, and it's an important project at Morehead State University, obviously. And at the same time, I understand people's sense of history for these two buildings. And the one thing that Dr. Andrews said, President Andrews from Morehead State University, I have to agree with this. I mean, if these two buildings are to be saved, he said it's a good idea, but let's go ahead and make sure that they're cleaned up, renovated, and used in some positive way then. And I think that really truly is accurate.
I believe so. I think the buildings would need to be saved. They need to be cleaned up and be able to be used and utilized because, you know, they do have age on them. And I know the Veterans Museum, they work on it all the time. I see the guys down there, the veterans who from our local Legion come down there. And, again, from what I understand, that the jail hasn't been utilized for a long time other than storage for some county materials and equipment and those type of things. So I think that's a fair point, that if you're going to save them, use them. And again, I think what happens today with the meeting with the veterans will say a lot, and we'll go from there. I hope it's something that, you know, we need to work together as a community all we can, and we don't need these type of things to seem to splinter at all. I think it's there's got to be a way to work together on this, and so everyone can come out with something that can help them.
Okay, I guess as we get ready to close here in a couple of minutes, I saw here that there was a request from St. Clair Regional Medical Center to close a portion of Old Second Street, and maybe if you could explain what's going on there.
Well, a few years ago when the when they built the Share building and they created a new Second Street, I guess is what we were calling it, Old Second Street that was closed there by the Pedway, there was a private group that owned the old Marathon gas station right there in front of St. Clair, in front on the chapel side. And at the time, there was some talk to that group about purchasing or about closing the road, and that group, I don't know all the details other than there wasn't a consensus on that. So it wasn't donated. It wasn't closed and donated over to be used totally for St. Clair. Now that St. Clair has purchased that property just recently, that's the main reason there, because they now own it, and they came to us and wanted that to happen because of where the building's going to sit, this new expansion that they're going to have and build a new office building there will be sitting right in that area. So the important thing is we always wanted, as a city, we always wanted to be able to retain a right-of-way so we can go, because we're responsible for working on the Pedway. And it was discussed at the meeting, council meeting on Monday, and that's always been part of the intention. So we're going to make sure that's built in there. But that's how that came about, now that they own it.
So St. Clair will take that property and put something on top of it.
Yes, yeah. It's going to be part of where they're building this new expansion, building a new office complex there. It'll be right situated between that and the new Second Street.
Boy, sometimes I get the impression that Morehead might be the construction capital of northeastern Kentucky.
Well, and I have to say, it's always good to upgrade, and it always helps us here in the city when you have these type of large construction projects, because we get benefit of that with the tax dollars from that, and it's good to always go up and try to expand, and as long as you can improve downtown and improve our area again, which helps attract more business and visitors, it's always a good thing.
All right, Mayor Trent, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Morehead Mayor Jim Tom Trent today on the program. I'm Chuck Moraz, your host of Front Page, and we'll see you next time.